Hello, loves.
It's Ruthie.
I wanted to do a special AMA for all of my listeners, so I made a request for you to ask me any questions. I got several via private message and also commented on the post. So I will attempt to answer a good handful of them, and the ones that I don't answer here, I will actually reply to via text or either reply to your comment or re-private message you. Just to make sure that everybody that actually took the time to ask me a question gets answered. And I will be having some fun as I am answering the questions, so it's kind of a challenge how many questions I can get through. Thank you for listening. I wanted to thank all of you. I have the best listeners in all of Gonewald Audio. I think you guys are awesome and sweet, and you make this lots of fun for me. So I hope I can make this fun for you. And with that, I will trudge on. First question, has anyone put a ring on my finger? No. I am not married, nor have I ever been married, so there's hope for any of you yet. What is my favorite position? So, my favorite position is actually good old-fashioned missionary. There's so many variants of it. You know, the position of my legs, the angle of my partner. It's just good. The eye contact, exactly. Its simplicity makes it very easy to add all these little variants where your hands are and what they're doing. So I really, really enjoy just good old fashioned missionary. If I had to say a second position, I love the spooning snuggle fuck. So definitely being the little spoon and raising up my leg and coming in from behind. It's just a good position. If I could live in a different time, place, or world, which would I and why? If I could live in any of those, I would probably choose a different world, and that world would be a fantastical one. I would love to live in the imaginative world of Jim Henson. Most people know his work from, you know, he did the Muppets and everything, but The Labyrinth and Dark Crystal, and I just love his creativity, his artistry, because even the most grotesque, horrible things have this very fascinating beauty about them. And it's just pleasing to the eyes and exciting, and the characters are kooky and strange and fun. So that's where I would live. When I really want to relax, what do? I really love to cook, and I really love to read, and I really love to drive. I know where I am, there's a lot of cruise space, a lot of open roads and areas, so I love to get out in my car. And Just put on some good music and just drive around, windows down. It's just fun to me. I'm a cruising kind of girl. What is the kinkiest and or sluttiest thing I've ever done? So one time, this is the first one that pops to my mind. One time I went on a family trip and it was for 2 days and I was in a mood. You know those moods where you get into where it just doesn't matter how much you get off, it's never enough. Anyways, it got to be quite ridiculous. I was sneaking off here and there. I just kept sneaking off, and finally, on the return drive home, there was a third row seat. And I went back there to stretch out, and you know, it was quite a drive. And the mood hit me, and I could not wait. So, probably the kinkiest thing I've ever done is kept a full-on conversation running with a couple of family members while I was in the third row, touching myself and getting off. It was very slutty and kinky, in my opinion. So, there's that. What is an instant turn off for me? It's gonna have to be rudeness. Rudeness and entitlement. If you display either of those, Ruthie kind of loses interest pretty quickly. I don't think anybody is entitled to anything. I think if you work hard and you're polite and you do the things you should do, sometimes you get rewarded, or sometimes that's not the case. But I don't think anybody just flat out is entitled to something because they did X, Y, or Z. And being rude doesn't cost you anything to be kind. So those are mine. What bad habit do you have that you wish I could break? I don't know if I wish I could break it. I have a very bad habit of listening to writing and recording erotic audios at work. Sometimes I can't help it. It is quite the rabbit hole. But I enjoy being naughty sometimes, so what's a gal to do? Which two celebrities, male and female, do I fantasize about and why? Oh, this is a tough one. I would have to say female. I'm gonna go with Jennifer Lawrence. She's a firecracker, I think. She's, of course, got a tremendous body. She's very crass, and she's witty, and also a little trashy in the good kind of way. And I think she's the kind that you could have some hot, passionate fling, or you can play the long game and be, you know, friends to lovers. And so I've got a huge girl crush on her. Male, first one I think of. first one I think of is probably Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He's a little older than me, but he's got that right combination of charm and, you know, just gentleman charm, and add that to that glint in his eyes of complete mischief and dominance, and the things I would let him talk me into. Not quite. If I could eat one food for the rest of my life, what would it be and why? I would have to say cherries. Those nice, deep, red-colored cherries that are just so sweet with that little bite of tart. I love cherries. I love fruit. Cherries and peanut butter. I could eat peanut butter on anything, and I almost practically have, so those would be the ones that I would stick to forever. Talk about the one driving force or unifying thread behind my audios. So when I first read this question, the first thing I thought of was inpreg and breeding, which I love. Oh, I just love the idea of being filled and changed. But honestly, the one driving force in all my audios is need. I need you so much. And everybody wants to feel needed. And that's what I try to communicate to the listener, is my need for you. Because in that moment, I need exactly what you can give me. And I hope that comes across. In what area of my life am I immature? Fuck. I am the worst about bedtimes. I stay up way too late, and I know better, and I'm completely immature about it. And then the next day, I'm a teensy bit whiny about it. Maybe for like a few minutes until I go, Ruth, you know when you should go to sleep. You're an adult now. No more. I would say that's one of the things that most immature. What really makes me wet? Oh, I don't know. This question may do me in. The thing that really makes me wet is it's just the slow burn tease. You know, from that moment that the conversation shifts from just playful, fun, jovial flirting to sensuality and sex. When it changes from you're funny and cute to God, what I would give to hear you moan. To hear you whimper. And to feel you shudder against me. Oh, fuck. Just all day of it. Or even just sometimes a good hour of the teasing. Oh, it's so good. It builds everything up and it just gets me so wet. And it can be anything from dirty talk to whispers to sexy pictures and text messages. A light pair of fingers along my thigh. A relaxing scalp massage. Could be any number of things. It's just in total. That's what gets me wet and keeps me wet and ready for anything that'll come next and when it comes. What is my deepest fetish, as in my strongest or most hidden one? I think one of my most hidden ones, I'll give you that, is sleep play. I just love the idea of being fondled and touched and woken up to something so sexy and sensual. It just turns me on so much. What are some hobbies that I like outside of recording audios? And do I have any hobbies I wish I could do, but I don't? So, I guess my hobbies are the ones that relax me. So, cooking, I am always looking for new recipes and things to try. I love watching movies and seeing the stage, so theater. If there was any that I say I wish I could do, I would love for a hobby to be a musical instrument of sorts. I tried the piano some years back, did okay, but I stopped practicing and all that, and just like anything of that nature, I started to lose it, so. What destination would I choose for my dream vacation and why? I think I would choose anywhere near a body of water. I'm just a water babe at heart, and I just really, really love to be on the water. Fuck. So anywhere like that works. What is the kinkiest or sluttiest thing I want to do? Fuck. Sometimes I am. Sometimes I fantasize about this is gonna sound really dirty. Sometimes I fantasize about glory holes. Just the anonymity of it. It's quite dirty. It's kind of sexy and dangerous feeling, and I would just love to just have one poke through a hole in the wall, just a cock that I can do things with. That, I can use for my every whim. And all I would be able to do is to hear the man on the other side moaning, groaning, and grunting. Maybe I get him just right and he gives the wall a slight slap, trying to grip. Or as I tug at him. Until I get to hear him come. Oh, God. Yes. Fun. I hope you enjoyed it. Perfect timing. I made it through all the questions. Feel free to comment and PM me as always. Please keep listening. Enjoy it. And we'll be talking to you soon.